You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Greetings to you, to all of you in this holy week. John Keating here, coming to you from Manila. I'll be offering some comments about our Holy Week meditation passages from Palm Sunday through Holy Thursday. Today's passage is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is a classic passage of the New Testament for many, many different reasons. We in the Servants of the Word find in this passage a great deal of inspiration for our own call and our ideal that are expressed beautifully here. Our call to be servants, our call to live in true humility, and in our call to the unity of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace. The basic context of this passage is Paul's exhortation to us, to our humility, our unity. But as the perfect model of our own love and humility, we are to imitate our Lord Jesus. During this Holy Week, however, may we focus our vision particularly on the Lord Jesus himself. In the first two verses of this chapter, let us recognize that Jesus himself is our greatest encouragement, our great incentive to love, and our greatest affection and sympathy. That he is our exemplar of doing nothing from selfishness or conceit, our perfect ideal of humility, both in his life and in his death. Today, through this passage of Philippians 2, may we accompany him very closely, recognizing how completely he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, of a slave. And as a slave, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. All of this for his love for his Father, and also for his infinite personal love for you and me. God's perfect humility is expressed in a series of enormous steps. First, in his incarnation, as he embraced the form of a slave, by becoming a human being. Secondly, in his lifelong humility, day after day, in every situation of life, that he served rather than being served. And finally, in his ultimate humiliation, in his passion, and in his death on the cross. My brothers and sisters, may we follow Jesus in his perfect selfless love, in his total obedience of faith, in every moment of his life, all the way to the cross and to the resurrection. May God bless you all.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.